Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona.
Well, sounds like if the Massachusetts Teachers Association gets their way, Julio and his friend right. will not be down by the schoolyard come April 1st.
No, they'll just be hanging out there.
But not in school.
Not in school.
Right.
Queen of Corona. That was foreshadowing.
Ooh.
yeah. Queen of coronavirus, yeah. I guess. There's a dispute going on now currently between the governor of Massachusetts, who would like the school kids back by April, and the Massachusetts Teachers Union, which says they cannot go back. They need ventilation systems, and they need to be assured that everything is going to be safe. This is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, good morning.
It's that Derek. Derek, good morning.
Hi. So I love how we all, you know, feel the need to tap dance around this. So allow me to walk all over with some golf shoes. Okay, because first of all, I love Christina. You know, we didn't have the summer off because I was sitting on a committee that does nothing over Zoom. Like, please. Okay, Christine is definitely going to go back in April and demand her April vacation the following week. We know that. Okay, so please, lady. And that's all due respect to the people that actually want to go back to work, Hilldog.
Yeah.
But, Wiggy, you're losing your mind now, too. This pandemic's got everyone all jacked. Okay, you want to put the teachers before the people that are actually, I don't know, dying? Dying. Yeah. The elderly people are dying.
No, I know that, Derek, but I think that
the teachers ahead of the
right.
other.
And I said I think it's a greater impact on the mental health of the young kids by them not going to school that you're
going to. How about just call it as it is, Wiggs?
What's that?
They should go back to work. Enough is enough, okay? And I'll take it a step further, Hilldog, okay? How about you want to talk about essential? Okay, and I've mentioned the grocery store workers, but why don't you get your boy BJ Harvey on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, nobody talks about those poor people. Didn't miss a day. Because if they did, this whole country wouldn't know what to do. Okay, so please, people, why don't you put the waste recycling people who don't take days off, who work through this, who are handling your despicable and disgusting waste.
Yeah, great point. Trash guys, trash girls.
What? Trash guys is a great point?
Yeah.
Curtis, I know you can't wrap your mind around it because you never had to deal with it. Like, you know, you put it in some chute and it, like, went away and you never had to even worry about it.
Shoot.
Okay, I get that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you think the trash guy leaves his gloves on to eat a sandwich that he was just handling waste with? Are you that dumb?
No, guy, it's an airborne virus. Are you that dumb?
It's an airborne virus? What are you talking about?
A plus
my, I love this kid. Talk about a rich, entitled kid who has no idea about reality.
Yep.
Sit in your little booth and enjoy the ride, pal.
What reality am I unaware of?
He's saying that when you start to, if you're going to ration out the vaccines, mm-hmm. how about the trash people who are going to people's homes and have been the whole entire time, every single day,
aren't they outside dealing with trash?
Yeah, but didn't we hear that the virus right,
so
lives
I'm sure
for
they're wearing
hours
gloves
on it?
And then they yeah. take their gloves off okay. and okay. wash their hands.
So you would say that picking up the trash is less risky than being in a classroom with kids?
Yes, the okay. whole day, absolutely.
Right. I'm going to get a text message in 15 seconds
from who?
My best friend Eck, who's a trash man.
Do you not, Greg, do you not think that?
I think that there are lots of jobs.
No,
that,
I'm asking about what we were just talking about. Do you think trash men are in more danger than teachers?
Yes. I do.
Have you seen how some people put their trash out?
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
oh, God.
You're not eating it.
You're not touching
it. It doesn't
trash.
Matter. They're still exposed to this stuff. You know, bags are exploding. They get the compactor going in the back of the truck. I just want to say good morning to Chris, Steve, and Jeremiah from JRM, all stellar employees.
Wow. I'm going to show
love geez. My trash guys.
Everybody's trying to get free trash pickup in this conversation.
Guy, I get it through the it's not like I'm getting right. any discount on it. I pay for it through the town.
You have to go down to the local convenience store and buy the little orange tags or whatever.
I do now.
I have to do that in Maine.
I'm gonna show,
it's really a pain in the ass.
I'm going to show Curtis a video of what my boy sent me of the trash in East Boston.
People are unbelievable.
And how it's like, they put like couches out there. They'll put anything out there.
And one day last year, our condo association didn't come here, and I had to bring the trash out in front. It really sucked.
What a life.
By the way, coming up on tomorrow's show, Sean Corralia of the Boston Bruins will join us at 9.
All right,
that is tomorrow. This is Brian, who is a principal, I believe. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Good. I just was wanted to chime in a little bit about the vaccinations. I know this is a hot debate going on.
And, yep.
You know, I think as a principal on the South Shore, our teachers, obviously, like most teachers in the state, would prefer to be, you know, back in school with their students and every student, because they're technically planning for remote days, at-home days, and class days. I think their frustration is the prioritization of vaccinations where they're kind of last on the list. And I'll give an example of a friend of mine. And I know the medical field, absolutely. People that are working in hospitals with sick patients should be a priority. But they didn't really distinguish between what type of people in the medical field would get the vaccinations. I have a friend of mine whose wife's a medical biller, doesn't even step foot in a hospital, got her second vaccination. I know that's kind of one of their frustrations as mm-hmm. far as making it. We all want kids to go back, but just, you know, with a prioritization from the governor, who's getting vaccinations, that's their, you know, main concern. And, you know, teachers are vulnerable. We have teachers in special education classes that work face-to-face and counsel face-to-face with kids, going out to homes and being in their homes that give them support, because one of the things that we've all realized in education right now, the mental health of our students because of the pandemic, because of what's going on, and different levels of support at home. So I think we just got to really take a look at, you know, prioritizing at least to get back, you know, this year, prioritizing those vaccinations really.
Okay.
Are
there other occupations that you think have been putting themselves at risk, those who do that for a job every day by going to their job for the last 10 months? Or is it just teachers?
No, I think there's the someone had mentioned the grocery store workers. They're going in every day. I think, but again, they are not a priority either. But I think what happens is really affecting, like you had mentioned in the, you know, it's affecting generations. Well, we really got to get kids back in school ASAP. But those vaccinations, I think, from the teachers' side, is really important. We have teachers that have medical conditions and are really high at risk that are coming in every day and sacrificing their own health, or they have someone at home that's really ill, that if they caught it, could be really sick. So again, it's not just the teachers that are in the building, but it's also the people that they care for.
No, that's why we're trying to get the vaccines to the people that they care for. We're trying to get those people protected first. That we don't have a vaccine for everybody in the state.
But we do for inmates.
Yes. Ridiculous.
Maybe we should start having the inmates teach the kids.
Agree.
Why are you angry at us for saying
things? Who am I angry at?
People who are saying the teachers should be vaccinated.
I'm not angry at anybody.
Oh, my
I enjoy a lively debate.
But the fact is that Charlie Baker, this is such a political move. The fact that you're so easily duped is scary. The vaccine rollout has been an abject disaster.
Agreed.
It's been an abortion.
Agreed.
So what's
happened fast enough?
So what's the one group that our governor could pick a fight with that everybody would jump on board? Oh, I got it. The teachers union.
Listen,
then you can comment. The teachers union is easy to pick on because everybody's sick of their kids being in their house. Mm. So this is what he does after having a disaster of a vaccination rollout. He says, you know who's to blame? The teachers union. And you fell right for it.
Curtis, I wanted the kids back in school last May because there's very little risk for them. There is more risk to them staying at home mentally and physically than there is being in school.
Preach.
Somebody wanted the teachers vote for a third term. That's why he didn't let them back last year.
That's exactly what it was.
It's almost like he's playing politics in all of this.
So, Greg, that was my point when I said that I think, yes, the teachers, you know, it's not that they're more important than elderly people, but I think they should get it because, you know, in a lot of situations, if you got a grandparent that lives at an elderly home, you can't see them anyways.
Right.
Right. So, you know, not every kid lives with their grandparents. And the ones that do live away, you got to kind of manage and say, all right, we can't go over there. But the mental well-being of kids is something that's going to affect them far more than a 75-year-old person who has to wait, you know, a month and a half not get a vaccine.
So now you're saying it's okay for that 75-year-old person to perhaps pass away from
this? No, you're missing the point.
I'm not.
You're talking about the mental health of of the kids.
All right. By the way, Curtis, a texter says you are having the best show of your career today.
Wow. Well, I mean, the bar has not been set super high.
Liberals who don't know what to do when I'm saying this.
Unfortunately, we don't have time for Dumbest of the Day here. We will get to it next.
It was when you said trash people are as dangerous as teachers.
Well, Derek said that. He agreed with you. And I'm assuming that hopefully your trash guy isn't listening because he may have an issue with your pickup for the next few weeks. Well,
it's my condo association. They do a great job.
But we'll get to the Dumbest of the Day coming up. there's a magazine that has responded to the demand to be woke when it comes to their recipes. We'll get to that coming up during the Dumbest of the Day. But right now, Cannon, what is trending?
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, and they would like to thank their associates for their incredible effort and passion they put into their jobs every day. Shaw's and Star Market associates have shown resolve and resilience to not only help the company, but also their customers and their community. 110-107 Mavs over the Celtics last night. Seas have dropped 7 of 10. Luka Doncic, the story. Two huge threes, including one with, what, a tenth of a second on the scoreboard. How was the defense there, Wiggs? Prove that deep?
Let the best player on their team, on the court, dribble it up by himself for, what was it, 5 or 6 seconds on the clock after, who was it, Jaylen Brown, who hit the shot before it. Rather than, like, say, hey, let's run somebody at him as soon as he gets over half court, so maybe he gets the ball out of his hands, rather than just let him dribble, step back, three-pointer.
Are you still, I may have missed something, are you still allowed to shoot a two in the NBA, or is it just the threes?
We don't do that anymore.
I missed the rule change.
Only three
on
points.
Yes. Like, stupid.
Are you allowed to get the ball down into the paint and throw a layup up there and get fouled? Or is that still
stupid.
Or is it just got to throw just a three-pointer wherever you are on the court? Throw a three-pointer.
Well, that's because Brad allows everybody to just hawk up threes.
Where do you stand on the possible four-point play from half court?
Speaking of Brad, Kendrick Perkins on NBC Sports Boston afterwards, blaming the coach.
When it comes down to it, when guys are not competing and putting together 48 minutes, it has to circle back to Brad because, look, I'm watching other coaches go ballistic on the sideline when things are not working out, when guys are missing defensive coverages, when guys are not moving the ball. Brad is just so calm, and maybe that's just his demeanor, but right now it's not time to be calm. And it is actually time to panic.
Well,
I could not agree more with Perk.
Hmm.
But you can't fire the coach because you just gave him who knows how long of an extension last year before the bubble. Update on Tiger Woods. Single car rollover crash yesterday in the L.A. suburbs. His official Twitter account reporting late last night he is recovering after lengthy surgery to repair significant orthopedic injuries to the right lower extremity. Had comminuted, I've never heard that word, comminuted open fractures. The bone was broken in more than two pieces to the lower right leg. A rod placed in the tibia, screws and pins in the foot and ankle. Trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg required surgical release of the covering to the muscles to relieve pressure during swelling.
Compartment syndrome.
How likely is it that Tiger Woods will ever play competitive golf again? I am not very probably.
Not likely at all if you keep talking about it.
Are you worried about a jinx?
Oh, yes.
No, I mean, the guy has come back from so many injuries.
Right.
And I don't, you know, he's also a guy that, like, how is he going to, go through this without painkillers? Like, he's had so many issues with that. It's just an awful thing.
It's awful, and there really is nobody else like him in the sport. Like, there has never been a more transcendent athlete who has brought more casual viewers to a sport. I mean, the game is going to be, it's half the audience when he's not in it.
Yeah.
That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Thank everybody for listening this morning, except for the trash removal workers, because Curtis hates you.
Come on.
But we are going to get to the dumbest of the day in a moment. And then after the dumbest of the day, a grave injustice has been done to the soccer mom star of OnlyFans, Mrs. Poindexter, and we will discuss that. Because I'm not okay with it. However, Amanda has been on hold for a while, so let me get to Amanda. Amanda, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Plymouth.
Thank you for listening.
I also just wanted to chime in on the topic on bringing kids back to school.
Yes.
So first I want to say thank you for saying that we need to figure it out. To the previous caller a while ago, because it's true, we need to figure out how to get kids back to school, because if we just keep trying to meet all of these demands, they're never going to go back to school, and they need to. I have a six-year-old who just started kindergarten back in the fall, and he does a hybrid model. So he goes to school 2 days a week, does 1 day of remote learning, and then 2 days of at-home learning, where my husband and I are pretty much the teachers. And he is struggling. The day of remote learning is, like, I dread that day, because he is on remote learning from 9 to 2. And, I mean, it's hard for me to sit through a Zoom meeting for an hour. Like, I can't imagine him trying to sit through that long of a day on Zoom. And he's up, he's running around, he's not learning anything.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, when we are supposed to be the teachers, you know, my husband and I are both working from home. We're trying to do our work. We're on Zoom meetings all day. We're both healthcare workers. So we're on Zoom meetings. We're trying to do counseling sessions. And then we're trying to get him to do his schoolwork. And it's impossible. And we're not giving him the time that he needs to learn this material. Like, his behavior has been awful because he's bored. He wants to be around his friends, and he needs to go back to school, and it needs to happen. And I'm like, he's been in daycare since he was little, so I'm not afraid to send him back to school.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, it's it's more beneficial for him to be in school than the fear of him getting COVID. My husband and I are both vaccinated. Like, we're not, that is not a fear for us.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, I just wanted to touch base on that.
No, thank you. Thank you. No, I the damage that is being done to an entire generation is going to be, the effects of it are going to be longstanding. Years from now, society will experience the effects of this. There is a poll up on our Twitter feed, correct, Ken Laird?
There is. Well written by Curtis beyond all expectation.
No bias? No poll bias in this one?
I don't know. I think it's a good one.
Okay.
Curtis, you want to read it? It's your handiwork.
Should Massachusetts public schools reopen April 1st, regardless of school conditions or vaccine status? And 100 votes in, 73% say yes.
Yes. And 73% say yes.
And a quick note for you, Greg. You like to mock my opinion of waste management employees. Which one of us has a concierge in our building?
Is that what they? That's not the official. I think it's just a security person,
like a door greeter.
It's a greeter.
He's a concierge. No, I'm sure you've had him do concierge level things.
Now we have two rich guys quibbling over who's more the common man.
Quibbling over what's the guy downstairs do all day?
Can we get Derek? Can we put up that Derek had his dumbest call ever? That handling trash does not give you COVID. Mm-hmm. It is the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
You haven't, Curtis. You haven't lived until Joseph hits the elevator button for you, and the elevator is right there when you go up.
Because your hands are full with a hot seafood tower.
Joseph, can we do the Cecil Hotel scene one more time?
Oh, no.
I need reservations tonight for four. What time, Mr. Hill?
Is there a water tank on top of this?
Ask Wiggy.
This is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hill man, how are you?
What's up, brother?
Well, listen, you know what's up. Open the schools now. Forget about the ventilation. Forget about, listen, if you're a 70-year-old teacher, retire. If you got compromised, stay home. Other than that, this is hurting more kids and more people than it is. And when the kids go back to school, guess what? Mommy and daddy can go back to work, too, because we need that to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Open it up.
Yeah. I think that the majority of people seem to feel that way.
Yeah.
That we got to get the kids back to school.
And it seems like there are, like, simple ways around it. I know we had the one lady call, how do we figure this out? And I know the college has brought up, like, if you have issues and you can't go to school, can't you still send the kids and kind of do like what we're doing with Danielle and, like, kind of roll her into school in, like, a camera setting? And at least the kids would be
in school. Roll me right in.
Well, at least, but no.
So the kids would be in school with each other.
Right.
And then you suggest that a group of 25-year-old, 10-year-olds would be fully well-behaved the teacher's on a Zoom with
No. See, I
like
know,
some kid's not going to shut the TV off.
Yeah, but Danielle, I know Greg's kids haven't been to school in a while, but a lot of these schools have what they call like teacher's assistants, where they're younger
TAs.
People. Yeah, they're younger people that can go there and that might not have to worry about being 65 or older or having issues to make sure the class is, you know, not being out of control. They're almost like substitutes.
I have no idea what just happened.
Well, you wouldn't know.
I was able to read through the lines on this. I see what he's saying.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to the news shortly. There is a Florida not like the rest of us story in the news today. And there is, I'm guessing there's nothing more sunshine state than what a woman used to rob a bank. So we will get to that during the news. But right now, this.
It's time for
Rocky the Horror Picture Show.
The dumbest of the day.
I'm the best at what I do when I'm on my when I'm on my game
on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Curtis, out of everything that happened in this country yesterday, this may have been the dumbest, correct?
This is stunning to me. So the woke culture has gotten so out of control that we now have New York Times columnists calling people woke and saying that in a negative light. So it's the columnist's name is Brett Stevens. He had a recent column criticizing the paper for the firing of a reporter that the New York Times pulled. It was then published in the New York Post. And now, in a column published Monday, Stevens took aim at Bon Appetit's Archive Repair Project.
A Bon Appetit? Yes.
Which launched last July in an effort to identify and edit problematic recipes over the last 55 years.
Wait a second. problematic recipes that they have had in the magazine over the last 25 years. Okay.
Yes. So recently, or most notably, Bon Appetit apologized for a 2015 recipe that had promised actually good, I don't know how to pronounce this word, Hamantaschen. It's a
Hamantaschen.
Hamantaschen. All right. Okay.
It's Purim.
It's a Jewish festival of Purim. And
Purim.
Right. Purim.
I think.
Oy vey. That fits here, huh?
Oy vey.
Anyway, the person who wrote that recipe had the audacity of writing a recipe for Jewish people who wasn't Jewish.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Oh, I see.
So he's canceled, and that recipe is cultural appropriation and has to be removed from the Bon Appetit recipe guide.
So from the archive, they are scrubbing recipes if they're some sort of a traditional food.
Mm-hmm.
For a culture, but they're not written by an individual who is from that culture.
Correct. Okay. Like, that'd be like you, Greg, creating a lasagna recipe.
Greg's Easy Hamash. What's it called, Danielle?
Hamantaschen.
Greg's Easy Hamantaschen.
Right. You'd be out.
Greg's,
canceled.
Greg's
you
easy
tried to make homemade Hamas once. It didn't work out well.
Greg's Easy Hanukkah Hamantash.
Okay. Well, why would I want to eat? What is it? Hamagash? Why would I want to eat that if it's not made from somebody who is Jewish and knows the recipe and is probably better at making it than somebody who isn't?
Well, let me ask you this. When you went to Aria, did you insist that everybody working in the kitchen was Italian?
But the
the question.
The restaurant is from a guy who's Italian, and it's all
Massimo?
His. And it's
the
all
guy's from the North Shore.
And it's all from his Italian grandmother's recipes.
But that's not the case with every Italian restaurant.
Well, but that Danielle.
A lot of times you have a chef that comes in and brings his own recipe.
Yeah,
Vino Rosso.
Thank you much.
When you're marketing it as a authentic Italian dish, it should come from the recipe of the Italian grandmother or great-grandmother or grandfather. That's what I expect. Okay.
But the base of this recipe likely was, too. This seems to me a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction to Bon Appetit's had some race issues over the past year. Their editor-in-chief had to resign over a photo last summer that surfaced from 2013 of him in blackface or brownface.
Jeez.
And they've had some continuing things going on. If you guys have been paying attention at all to the Fave Chef competition, there's been some criticism levied against Bon Appetit there. So there's a lot of stuff swirling around that
paranoid
magazine.
But to go back and scrub your recipe archives, because the recipe was suggested by somebody who wasn't Jewish, isn't it an homage to the Jewish culture that you're putting this recipe up and you're making the food? I mean, give me a break. Do you insist that everybody working at the Olive Garden is Italian, Wiggy?
But see, you're taking
mozzarella on top of the eggplant. Inside the eggplant is the ricotta.
But when you're telling me it's an authentic recipe, I expect it to come from whatever that culture is,
right,
that person of that descent.
Do you walk into KFC and demand to see some sort of a driver's license from Kentucky?
If you like...
It took a second for that visual to set up in my head, and it was beautiful.
Hey, Wiggy, do you know what they don't have? They don't have chicken parm in Italy.
Yeah.
You know that?
Well, that's my grandmother's recipe.
But
so
they don't have it in Italy. It's actually American.
Are you getting crab rangoon in China? Probably not.
I don't know. I haven't been to China, so I don't know what they do over there. I mean, hey, listen, if somebody tells me it's an authentic recipe from his Italian grandmother, and then I find out it's, you know, Jamal made it, it's Jamal's recipe.
You think when you go to
wait a second, that's false advertising.
So wait, this texter wants to know, you wouldn't eat chicken parm made by the great Gordon Ramsay?
No. See, the difference between making it, is it from Freddie and Paul's grandmother's recipe? Sure.
No, it's fried chicken cutlet with mozzarella and tomato sauce.
Right. A lot of people can cook without an actual recipe.
Well, I'm
You know that, right?
Right, but the recipe...
Like, I can cook a lot of things for which I don't need a recipe that have cultural or ethnic origins.
Right, but when you're saying that this food is from a specific culture...
Oh, it is!
Well, it's... No, clearly it's not. Then why are they scrubbing this?
Somebody who likes to cook made a recipe for this Jewish dish, and then Bon Appetit put it on their website because it was a good recipe. Now they're scrubbing it because a bunch of woke idiots complained about it.
Doesn't sound like this is a magazine you should be going to the wall for, based on Danielle's description of their history.
You know,
to the window, to the wall.
Wiggy, you know that in Naples you can't get stuffed crust pizza?
I don't eat stuffed crust pizza anyways.
This is Dan.
So that invalidates your argument, correct?
Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys, you
this segment is killing me. You guys are nailing it. Hey, I don't know if you guys heard this or commented on it. I read an article yesterday about The Simpsons. Did you guys hear what's going on with them?
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. If you guys already commented on it, great. I
yeah,
can hear it.
They replaced Harry Shearer. Is that his name? After
yeah, you don't have a problem with that. I mean, no. Let me say that. You're upset about that.
I don't know enough about it to know.
Well, the guy that voiced the black character on The Simpsons was a white guy.
Yeah.
So
good actor.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not, but based on what you said about recipes and this, that, and the third, you're upset that they fired this guy and replaced him with a black guy.
Well, no, I would assume that they would hire the best actor for the job.
This, that, and the third.
Right.
Well, if that's that's what you think to voice over a black person, you think that it should be.
Well, how's the guy that they got to? I'm assuming they hired a black actor.
So you have no problem with when certain people of a certain culture wear their hair a certain way and culture.
You're going to have to be specific with your
examples. So you have no problem.
Ted Cruz's Cancun braids, for instance, in the meme.
Wait, did he braid his hair in Cancun?
No, but did you see that meme?
No,
it was amazing.
No,
it had it, you know, cause it was like Monica from Friends when she went to Barbados and they got the, you know, the cornrow style braids.
I saw that his neighbors participated in cultural appropriation by getting a mariachi band to play for him.
They
didn't appear to be Mexican. That didn't seem right to me. Hold on. This is an obscure reference from Steve in Marshfield. Hello, Steve.
Yo, what up? Remember Seinfeld? Costanza's mom was taking advice from Donna Chang, who turned out to be Donna Changstein.
Yes.
So the advice, no good.
I thought she was Asian.
All right. Listen, can I, real quick, because we got to get to the news. Can I just ask how you feel about the breaking news today that the children of Mrs. Poindexter, who we talked about on the show on Monday, the woman who is making $150,000 a month on OnlyFans with her nudes, have now been kicked out of their Catholic school that they went to.
Catholic school, private school.
So that's
not
okay?
Surprised. I don't think it's okay, but that's kind of like one of those, Catholic school.
Right.
I feel like it's a grave injustice. The kids did nothing.
No, they're just dressed up in a Catholic schoolgirl uniform and made a bunch of money on it.
Okay, but she's doing that. It's legal to be on OnlyFans. It's legal for their mom if she wants to be on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm.
But the rules are different at like a private school, though. That's
and
the
like,
difference.
Don't you agree to certain things when you send your kid there? I'm sure you sign a contract when you pay something. There's
probably some
unbecoming clause like pro athletes have.
You think so? When you go to a Catholic school? Wiggy's kids go to a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. You didn't sign any contract.
Yeah, because
Tony
handles the paperwork.
I don't know.
I highly doubt that there's a contract saying you're not going to go on OnlyFans to make money during a pandemic.
But there's probably some type of writing in there that if there are situations that bring a bad look to the school,
The school issued a statement within the email that they sent to the family. It said, "Your apparent quest for high profile controversy in support of your adult website is in direct conflict with what we hope to impart to our students." So while it may not have been something in writing, it seems like they have this broad umbrella kind of like, listen, we don't condone this type of activity. And also we're a private school, so beat it.
They don't want to impart to their students that you can make $150,000 a month on OnlyFans showing nudes.
Have they seen what the church has been doing the last few years?
And why did Stiz set you up with an OnlyFans account? I find that odd.
It's like the TV.
I wonder if I could make any money on OnlyFans.
Yeah, you could.
Crap?
Doing
nudes.
Of course. You could do it. There's a fat guy on there who makes like 50 grand a month just for eating food.
Maybe I could get on my Peloton. Maybe I get on my Peloton and ride it nude. And make some money on OnlyFans.
Right. That'd be fun for people that like to watch people die.
You ride it nude, and while you're doing it, like you eat food or something, I guarantee you're making a ton of money.
I eat culturally appropriated food.
I'm so disturbed
by this.
But Greg, when you saw, this is from what was the show we were all on with?
I'm like, hey, let me take my clothes off and hand me the Baba Ganoush.
Who made this recipe? Is he Greek?
What was the show we watched with Hugh Grant?
Some Baba Ganoush is in my lap. Can somebody hand me a napkin?
What is Wiggy still talking about? We've all moved past it.
No. I'm doing a Curtis. I'm bringing it back. What's the show we used to watch with Hugh Grant and what was the lady's
name? The Undoing?
Yeah, I'm doing right.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, similar
situation. Married with children.
Similar situation. If the father gets into a like and is in a big, you know, court case going on, and then
damn,
is this going to last longer than the whole series? Because we're going to get to a break.
Listen, you know what?
Let me aggregate the news, Wing. So let's,
you brought it up then.
I didn't bring it up.
You brought up the Catholic school, Mama.
Damn, we're gonna go get some hamantash.
We're gonna take a break. Quick note, quick heads up: if you cannot listen to this show on the radio for any reason, you can stream it at weei.com or on the radio.com app. It is simple and easy to download the app. And make sure that you favorite WEEI once you do that to make the whole process easier. You can also tell your or politely ask your smart speaker to play WEEI. And the Greg Hill Show will be back with Danielle in the news next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for...
Here's your news story.
The news.
Confronted Fisher in the backyard of his home. Next page.
With your host,
hello,
Danielle Murr.
What would you do if you lost your sense of taste?
Lose 40 pounds?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, Danielle.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments at Northeast Men's Health with a success rate as high as 90%. Learn more when you go to northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, who's responsible for the 100,000 COVID deaths since Joe Biden took the presidential office?
Let me guess. The former
guy. This is going to be a tough one.
The old guy.
The teachers union.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. All right. That's at least according to the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, who was asked that yesterday by ABC News correspondent Cecilia Vega. And here was Psaki's answer.
Well, I think we, one, inherited a circumstance where there was not there were not enough vaccines ordered. There were not enough vaccinators available to vaccinate Americans, and there were not enough places to for people to go to get those vaccines shot into their arms. Oh. And, you know, you can always look back and say, we wish we would have done this better. We wish the storm wouldn't have come. But our focus is on building out of the hole that we inherited.
Okay. All right.
That was our mission.
And Jen Psaki grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut. She's going to be inheriting a lot.
Oh, that's funny coming from you.
At least I'm not some fake liberal who acts like they care about people.
Hey, when is the AstraZeneca vaccine, which has basically saved England and allowed England to be wide open in a month or two, when is that going to be approved?
Is that the one shot?
Yeah. That thing is a one shot special. Hmm. England is like
that one's the one shot, or was that the
Johnson and Johnson was, but I think AstraZeneca also has.
They are.
It is, and it's they've been waiting for approval forever. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, England is like, boom, open it up,
right?
Like they just shot everybody in the arm, one shot, one go, boom.
Everybody got to get their cut, man. Yeah. Get the money. Everybody got a piece of their cut.
That's cool. And they don't have any concrete plans, according to a piece in Forbes this week, for emergency authorization by the FDA. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. If you live around my area on the North Shore, Peabody, Lynn, Salem, hello to all my neighbors there, you might have wondered what the hell that big boom was just before noon yesterday. About 200 people chimed in on various social media outlets saying that they felt something. Some people said that their ceilings were cracked, according
boom,
to Channel
boom,
4.
Boom.
Yep. Their furniture shook, and they're still trying to figure out exactly what the source of this was. Emily Gonzalez lives in Salem.
So I was just sitting in my living room working, and it just sounded like my boiler exploded. It felt like a small bomb. I think people are scared because we're all remembering what happened in North Andover and the Merrimack explosion, and no one wants that to happen.
Pretty nuts.
Hmm. They figure out what it was? Or they don't know?
I looked online this morning. I haven't seen any definitive answers. I know Peabody police were asking, you know, if anyone had any leads or information about what this could have been in connection with, to let them know. But
a lot of people said they were working from home and it woke them up from their nap. That they were
Oh, God.
All right. What else? What else is happening?
We have been asking for a very long time. When do you think you will see fans at stadiums? We've had other states chime in and say we're going to have X capacity on this date.
Yeah.
But as far as Massachusetts goes, it's still, regardless of what Greg has heard from various pizza moles, we really don't know what the deal is yesterday. So Mike LaCrosse from Channel 4 asked Governor Baker yesterday if fans will be allowed in stadiums anytime soon. And Greg, this kind of reminds me of your favorite way to end a baseball game, the walk-off.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what Charlie did.
Stay tuned.
So that means no anytime soon.
Can somebody plan for something?
Nope.
Like, can somebody who owns a business near the garden
nope.
plan for when they might get to reopen?
Or nobody.
Can anybody, can somebody tell somebody in this state when they can plan on doing something? I don't care if it's June. I don't care if it's July.
Right.
Can somebody please instruct these poor people whose lives have been destroyed about when they might be able to get back to making some money?
Isn't that the governor's job? There was fans at the Mavericks game last night.
Stay tuned.
They were deep, though. Man, they were back. Like, they don't let anybody near the court.
Yeah, but there was a couple of courtside seats.
Yeah, that's all right.
2,000 at the Rangers game Friday night. Bruins-Rangers.
Yeah. Sean Crowley of the Boston Bruins tomorrow on this show at 9, by the way.
Love it.
What else, Danielle?
Let's head to Florida.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
I never thought I would see a story that would trump the traffic reports of the person in the motorized wheelchair and the cutout by Neponset on the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
But Florida stepped in and said, hold my beer. A woman in Jacksonville, Kenyatta Gordon, 39 years old, reportedly tried to rob a bank in an electric wheelchair. Okay. That was her getaway mode.
Oh, man.
She went into the Regions Bank and asked the teller to help add overdraft protection to her account. She then asked to withdraw money and was told the transaction couldn't be completed. Then she began screaming at the teller, demanding money. Finally, the teller just gave her $100 to kind of get her out of there and quell the situation.
What?
She
you can do that?
I don't know what the protocol is. I don't work at a bank, so I don't know.
I'm going to try that.
Don't be the hero. That'll be the first time Greg's had cash on him in the last 6 years, by the way. She then fled from the building in her motorized wheelchair. When she was arrested by police, they did find the $100 cash as well as a crack pipe. And this is a spokesperson from the Jacksonville Police.
That's the first one I've had. And I've been with the robbery unit for about 3 years. First one I've had where a suspect is in an electric wheelchair and does what she does.
Can't mix crack and wheelchairs. Never a good outcome.
Can you do a high-speed chase in a wheelchair, or would that be...
You have to take the governor off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it gets, like George
up, to,
did
it gets up to about 30 miles an hour.
Yes. If you've been wondering, like no one, what Gerard Depardieu, the actor, has been up to since he was called a big French oaf back in the day in a movie. Was that Andy McDowell? I forget. He has been reportedly charged with rape. According to news reports, a woman has accused him of assaulting her in Paris in August of 2018. He reportedly disputed the allegation and said that the investigation information should not have been made public. But, you know, he's still a really big, famous, popular guy in France. So this is a huge scandal.
Yeah.
So they're doing this big investigation now.
Is he still acting? I don't think so, right?
I don't think he is.
Probably not.
I mean, unless he's doing French films.
Yeah.
Last movie I seen him in was with Queen Latifah.
By the way, I got to credit a texter with this question, but is everyone who works at Bon Appetit French, if not problematic, Curtis?
It is
problematic if everyone who works there is not French.
Mm-hmm. Bon Appetit. Right.
What else, Danielle?
Je suis désolé.
With an accent a goo?
A park in Washington State has been renamed from one Franklin to another.
What's this? A park?
A park, a public park. It used to be named Ben Franklin Park. This is in the Tacoma area. It has been renamed for a state senator, Rosa Franklin. I think they named Ben Franklin Park back in the 1930s, and they named it in honor of one of our founding fathers, and it was done in homage.
Is Ben Franklin problematic?
Guess he's being canceled now.
Is it, what was it? Was like he put people at risk with his kite experiment or what? Like, what?
Electricity is killing the environment.
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah. It is.
Right. He wasn't very green, Ben Franklin. No. Yeah.
Okay. Massive carbon footprint.
All right.
So they spent about a month debating this name change, and they decided instead to rename it for Rosa Franklin, who is a former nurse, longtime Parks supporter, and was the first African-American woman to serve in the state Senate there in Washington. So they don't have a final cost for the transition, but they say it's probably going to be around $5,000 to change out the signage in the park to reflect her name.
All right.
And finally, you remember just about a year ago, we talked about when actress Hilary Duff, her kids were, I think they were at like a soccer game or a football game in a park, and there was this guy there with a DSLR camera and a long-range lens, and he was taking pictures in the park. So she went off on him. I think she went live on Instagram, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, she did.
She posted this long video.
She was accusing him of being a diddler, basically.
She was, yeah. She called him, in her caption on, I think this was Instagram, she said, go, quote-unquote, practice your photography on adults, creep. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you'd be surprised to know that the photographer, Daryl Wilkins, has filed a lawsuit against her, accusing her and talk show host Wendy Williams of defamation because they suggested he could be a pedo.
Yeah.
Did he have kids?
No, he was just there taking pictures.
He was a guy who he goes around and takes pictures. He just happened to be where they were doing that.
Hey, who are you here with? Who are you here with?
I'm here with me.
With you?
Yes.
Do you know any of the people on the team?
No.
Oh, can you stop taking pictures of the kids, please?
It's legal.
It's making me feel really uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. You want me to show you ID?
I'm not asking for your ID. I'm asking you to stop taking pictures of our 7-year-old children if you don't know anyone that's here.
But it's legal.
I'm asking you, human to human, as a mother, if you don't know anyone here, can you please stop taking pictures of our children playing football this morning?
But I'm just telling you, it's not illegal.
That's okay that you're saying it's...
I'm taking pictures. I'm practicing photography.
Can you practice it on another...
I'm not here to scare you or anything like that.
But you are...
Your paranoia is unwarranted. That's what I'm telling you.
No, it's just an uncomfortability.
I agree with her.
Don't take pictures of kids in a public park. Come on. That is common sense, dude. I don't care how legal it is or if you had no negative intentions. You should know better. That is off... Kids are off limits. Don't do that.
You want to work on your photography, go take pictures of the skyline and the sun. Or
adults playing a game.
Right. Or the horizon or something like that. You taking pictures of kids.
7-year-olds.
And then go, oh, I'm a photographer.
Take pictures of food, but make sure it's cooked by the person.
Thank you. Yes.
Here you go. Take pictures of food.
Exactly.
Yes, make sure the chicken parm is made by an Italian person.
Don't come pass it off as an Italian recipe if it's not from an Italian person.
Okay. By the way, I think Brandon has some input into that discussion and your opinion, which we will get to in just a moment.
Okay.
So as our governor likes to condescendingly say,
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, and we'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.